People driving on South Millvale Avenue in Bloomfield are treated to a series of art exhibits on the side of a private residence. A Pittsburgh artist who prefers to be known simply as Brick came up with the idea, and she calls it the Sidewall Project. That's the subject of our latest installment of Art from the Ground Up.
How did you get involved in doing something like this?
I purchased this house in Sheriff's Sale in 2010, and it has a big vacant wall that faces a main thoroughfare, so it just seemed like a really good opportunity to host something, put something up.
The frame that you have up there is a pretty cool idea. It just looks like it could be a window, but of course it was put up as something to frame the art. How'd you come up with that idea?
I actually worked with an architect. It went through zoning and building and permitting, and it was designed kind of to match the box gutters that are going around the house, so it kind of fit in with the architecture.
How long have you been doing it?
We just passed our 2-year mark.
Do you try to follow a theme? Are there any points of commonality from one exhibition to another, from one piece of art to another?
No, there's not actually. Every 6 months we do a call for artists. The people who live in the house form a panel, a curatorial panel in residence, and we all just go through them, and that's how we decide what goes up for the next 6 months.
What are you hoping people take away from seeing the Sidewall Project? What kind of reaction are you looking for here?
I'm not necessarily looking for a specific reaction from people. It actually initially just started as an opportunity more for artists to have work in public, because usually when there's an opportunity to show something in a public space, it's really highly sought after. And when it comes to murals, there's one space and, you know, like one person gets it, and then maybe that mural's up for 20 years or more, but it doesn't change. So I thought, well, if a mural could cycle out, you would have more artists with more opportunity to have a piece seen. And in a way, being able to refresh the mural that often, it kind of allows for the potential to have it be in dialogue with current events.
What kind of feedback do you get from the neighbors?
I haven't ever gotten any negative feedback. I've only had really wonderful interactions with people. Even the first mural that went up, my neighbor, who's across the alley from me, comes over and we're looking at it and talking about it with the artist, and then he like slips me a 20 because he wanted to support, you know, the project, which is great, because I initially started out of my own pocket, and then I did, after I think about 6 months of it, receive a grant through the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council, and that helped me fund a full year of that project. It was really helpful. People have been really supportive in some really wonderful ways.
Richard Woodbury Pell is the artist currently being exhibited.
Basically, I'm a storyteller. Most of the time, I'm making exhibits for a museum I run called the Center for Post-Natural History over on Penn Ave.
And the subject of the exhibit was a familiar presence in Pittsburgh for decades.
Bob Lansbury, the guy that is on the sign that I made, he's kind of one of the first storytellers in Pittsburgh that I really kind of ran into and became enamored with. He is a public figure. He's a public performer. And so here's this very public art venue. And it, you know, just sort of snapped together. So Lansbury passed away in 1999. It used to be in downtown Pittsburgh, he was kind of ubiquitous. He would wear these signs that said, are you mind controlled? He had gripes with everybody, but he had a long list of complicated conspiracies involving subliminal mind control via a radio receiver and his dental filling and the censorship of his mail. And it was really quite complicated story that he put together.
Richard Pell's work was installed on the day I visited for this interview, and it will be there for the next 6 months when a new piece will be installed. For Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.